Welcome to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt, international media celebrity, supermodel, and renowned beauty and lifestyle expert, as well as founder and CEO of Envelop Her, multimedia platform for women, and sought-after inspirational speaker on women's issues. You'll connect with Clarissa's super influencer celebrity friends and experts as they speak about health, wealth, beauty, lifestyle, business, the love of giving, and the love of living a model life. Now, here is Clarissa Burt.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to this Tuesday show. We just got off the holy holidays and everybody ate too much, I think. At least that's what I've heard. And it was a fabulous time with family, hopefully, or so good friends. And so we're here back ready to start this new week with another fabulous show. As you know, every week I bring in more super influencers that are doing fabulous things out in the world and helping us look better, feel better, be better, and live our greater good. Today, I brought on a friend of mine that I met out in San Diego through the EBC. We've spoken to a lot of people from the Evolutionary Business Council. And she is, she's so many things. She's another one of those women that you're never really sure where to start because she does so many things. But she's a coach and she does a lot of transformational work and she helps people not only in their personal lives, but with business as well. And I hope that I set that up right, Laura. So welcome, Laura Rubenstein, to the show, everybody. And you are, well, what you do is you help thought leaders go from where they are to where they need to be through social media wisdom, strategy, and amplification. Yes?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So I know that we're going to talk a lot about the Social Buzz Club because that's a really exciting piece. But let's take a look first at how it is that you, through your coaching, your classes, your services, your shop, and the like, help people transform their lives.
Where to begin is right. My passion is fueling other people's dreams, visions, goals, especially in business. I do a lot of branding work and messaging work with clients. And you know, there's always a personal aspect to that, and I have a background in hypnosis and hypnotherapy, so Right. That really informs a lot of my marketing work, especially when helping people get through their own personal block to growing their business. Though I don't market myself as someone who does that just comes
with the
package, you know?
Yeah, that is a really cool piece, too, because we've spoken about a couple of different things over the couple of times that we've had a moment to chat, but we never really took a deeper dive in to the hypnosis piece, which is, you know, which is really kind of a big part of what you do. And I did want to get down a little deeper with you on that. What actually, how do you implement, how do you incorporate the hypnotic part into how you help transform through your coaching?
Well, if we think about what hypnosis is, it's about persuasion. It's about suggestion. And we are all suggestible human beings. So I like to model how people can talk about their brands in a way that suggests and persuades them to their point of view. So I don't teach hypnosis. I just talk about people's brands and their vision and the difference they're making. In fact, the biggest challenge people have when they're sharing about something they want to persuade people to do, like buy their product or see their point of view, even in personal relationships, is coming from what's in it for the other person.
Right.
And
right.
When you can start to see that and bring that perspective, then
right.
You create better relationships, you create, you know, better, more sales, and you're really giving people what they need.
Right. And so I'm assuming that therein lies that you're helping with the creation of their avatar, if you will. In other words, who are they truly marketing to? And I've always found this is really kind of, for me at least, was always the greatest challenge because I just want to think that, you know, I just want to work with women and that all women could sort of really, you know, a benefit hopefully from what I offer, and it really isn't that way. So when I started to take a look at what avatar was and taking a deeper dive into, you know, trying to niche it down, it was a tough go. Do you find that with your clients, and how do you help them overcome that?
Yeah, and I just want to, for anyone listening, we're not talking about the movie Avatar. We're talking about a persona, a description of the ideal client, or the person you're trying to work with, and come from their point of view. And it is one of the challenging things. And a lot of people skip over this, but they're missing out on really getting where their client or potential client or ideal client is at and being able to speak to it. Because, you know, we think we're experts in this and we can do all this great work, transformational healing, or, you know, sell this great bicycle. But if you don't know what this person is all about, you won't be able to speak to them. I like to say in a way that they can hear you. And my quote about this is, if you're not listening, they can't hear you.
Yeah. That's
so
great.
You really have to know. I'd like
really
to pause
great.
There because you really have to know your audience. And the only way to know them is to listen to them, read what they're talking about online, experience what they're experiencing. If you can, find out what a day in the life of your avatar is.
Right.
And write a story about them. What happens when they wake up in the morning? And what are their biggest fears that they're and their challenges during their day? And how many kids do they have? And, you know, are they single, married, divorced? You know, maybe... You know,
do they drive a station wagon or a minivan kind of thing, you know, and because there's a difference, right?
What do they read, and what do they, what's most important? What do they spend their free time doing? So when you can really get into that, you know, if you're a plumber even, and you just know that somebody has, you know, childcare issues, and so then you're going to adjust your, maybe your time frames for certain people in that, you know, that avatar, and you'll just run your business so you can understand where they're at, not try to force a square peg into a round hole type of thing.
No, no, without a doubt. So getting back, of course, to the fact that I know you do a lot of speaking, and if you go, everybody, to laurarubinstein.com, and that is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, R-U-B-I-N-S-T-E-I-N.com, you'll see that she also does a lot of speaking. So, you know, a lot of speaking gigs. I know that you really enlighten a lot of women. I see the lovely picture here of you at the eWomen Network, and you enlighten people also a lot about social media. And, and I know that for, especially for me, and I know I'm assuming for a lot of people, this is a huge challenge because it's become another, it's a part-time job and it's a lot of work. And it's, also you never, like, I don't understand how many people are actually getting my posts. I have no idea. I don't understand who's really getting them, who potentially is going to see them, who just goes right through the feed. What does reach mean? All of these different terms and terminologies. And where, and this is another huge piece I'm assuming, and you know better than I do, is where are we going to find our target market? I don't think my target market is on Snapchat. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Wow,
right?
Yeah, you asked a lot of big questions there.
Yeah.
So, where to be, how to know your reach is, it's really hard. You can look at whatever analytics the different social networks give you, and that's probably not the whole story, but it's a start. You know, so look at how many views you got and how many likes you got, and the more engagement you're getting, meaning the more likes, comments, and shares you're getting, is about, it's telling you how well you're doing. And basically start monitoring it, keep track of it, and use where you start with as a baseline so that you know if you're growing it or shrinking it, or if it's shrinking on you.
Let's go back a minute.
You know,
go ahead, please. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
We actually have to go to break. I'm getting a signal from downtown Phoenix from A-Rod. He's sending me a crying smiley face. A-Rod, he's my executive producer. Everybody knows A-Rod down in Phoenix, Arizona every week makes me sound a lot better than I probably am. Everybody, we have gone to go to break for 1 second, but stay right there because we're going to come back with Laura Rubinstein for a whole bunch more information about what she does, how she transforms, and social media. Stay right there. Do not go away.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294- 866-484-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you ready for provocative discussions with some of today's most powerful movers and shakers? Tune in to The Art of Significance, featuring Dan Clark, the modern-day Napoleon Hill, who interviews the wealthiest, most successful celebrities and business leaders on the planet, who are using their influence to change the world. From authors to entertainers, sports figures, educators, to military leaders, Dan covers multiple topics. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Influencers channel.
Change starts here. Change starts now. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
So we are back online with Laura Rubenstein, and we were talking about social media. I'd like to keep talking about that because I know people are very interested in knowing how they can sort of optimize their social media. And I think we started to talk about where we can find our target markets across the different platforms, Laura.
Yes, that's a good question. So, you know, a lot of people think, oh gosh, I have to be everywhere. No, you have to be where your market is. And that's the best place to start. So who's on what network? Well, if you think about it, Facebook has pretty much everyone. But They're there for a certain purpose. They're there for social. So, and they're there for improving themselves. A lot of people join groups to, you know, deal with it, just, you know, that talk about certain conditions, diseases, or even marketing and business. So they're there to improve themselves, and they're there to connect with their families. So in general, most brands should be there, but if you want to, like, hire people, you're probably not going to do too much on Facebook other than keeping content present. But engaging people might be on LinkedIn, because that's more of a business networking. And if it's a business, and it's great for business to business, there are some cases where consumer products do well on LinkedIn too. And so the general answer to the question is, it depends. Where should you be? It depends what your goal is. It depends who your market is. Now, you said Snapchat. Snapchat is awesome if you are targeting the younger generation.
Right.
They're not
even
on Facebook now.
That's right.
You know? So it's, you know, they're on Instagram and Snapchat. The millennials and under are there. So a lot of people are moving to Instagram in general. So that's another really popular network. If you're a woman and if your target is a woman and your avatar for, you know, and they like to buy online, women who like to buy online, Pinterest is awesome because Pinterest drives a lot of traffic. So that's kind of a general overview. Twitter is good for getting media if you want media exposure because a lot of the media is there.
That's
and
right.
It's also good for getting your name recognition out there. So depending on your goal, depending on what your market is, you know, we make a plan to do that.
So you have a plan. You have courses. You have classes. You speaking. You also have some books out. One of them is a course is a social media blast off course. And so it's an 8-week course. It's an online course, right?
Yeah, I've actually transformed that into the Savvy Social Media Success System.
Right.
And that's a 4 or 5-part modules, and you can do it at a self-study at your own pace. You can go in weeks or in days, however fast you like. And that's at SavvySocialMediaSuccess.com.
Right. And so you can go, everybody, and find that under classes. That's where I'm looking right now. And that is at laurarubenstein.com/classes. You can go there. And then tell us about some of the other products that you have. And that I know you've got, I think, a book or two.
Yep.
Yes.
I've got a book. It's called Social Media Myths Busted, The Small Business Guide to Online Revenue. And I wrote this book because so many people say, oh, it doesn't work for me, or it takes too much time, like you mentioned in the beginning, or, you know, everybody's talking about what they ate for lunch. And those are all kind of myths. Parts of them are true, but that's not a reason not to be on it. And by the time you probably finish the first chapter, you're going to be enrolled in why social media, why you want to be there. It's more like something you do naturally anyway. It's just online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of strategies in there. Most of the book is about strategies, and I interviewed over 30 influencers. So don't just take my word for it, you know, and I took what their advice and kind of expanded upon it with additional strategies for each of the networks.
Well, I mean, do you find that today people are still really not wanting to jump on board with social?
Oh, there's still a lot of resistance.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
A lot of people. Just in the last week, I had conversations with major thought leaders saying, I really don't get social media. I don't spend a lot of time there. I don't know if this is for me. And so, regardless, if you're ready to be there and you're loving it, you may still not know the strategies to be there.
Exactly. So, without a doubt. And I think that that is probably where, I mean, I think I do all right, but I know there's so much more I don't know because I'm self-taught. I just kind of went, you know, I just really found out about Pinterest being as important as it is. I thought it was just, you know, pin a bunch of fun stuff that you like and get together with the gals that, you know, pin stuff and have fun. Mm-hmm. But it really is, it's so much more than that. I just learned that this last week. LinkedIn has, for me, has become an immense resource of fantastic connections that I never thought I would make because I'm an entrepreneur. So I assumed that LinkedIn was only about putting in a resume, finding the job, and it was more corporate based. I found that that also was not true. So yes, I'm sure there are, like you say, a lot of these social myths that you're going to bust by that, you know, by getting that book. Transform Your Body in the Mental Gym System. I wanted to take a little sidebar and talk about how you help people transform their bodies because I'd be first in line for that too.
Oh gosh, that's such a huge passion of mine. I have a website called transformyourbody.com and I have a whole program that is geared to get your mindset, you know, weight loss and getting your body habits, you know, eating habits are not necessarily about knowing what to do. We all know how to lose weight, eat less, exercise more.
Right.
Done, right?
Right, right.
But that doesn't
sure.
make a difference. So this program takes you through what makes the difference and actually being what people call motivated and actually doing it, making it fun, and finding ways to win. I make it, there's a whole game in there. It's called the Game for Total Transformation or GIFT. And how do you make it fun to transform
your body? I see what you did there, Laura.
Yeah, and I also offer a hypnosis CD with that. So it's a coaching program. It's got a workbook. It's, you know.
Oh, cool.
It's really fun.
And that is so neat. Okay, so let's get to now Social Buzz Club because I know that Social Buzz Club is really, really huge, and then it just became gigundous because in the last month or so, I think you did an upgrade to the whole system, and it is just the coolest thing I want everybody to know about. First of all, why did you start something like the Social Buzz Club, and how does it benefit people?
So the why I started it is, you know, in high school, I was not the popular gal.
Nor was I.
And but yet, you know, I had good friends, and I'm a good person, right? So my whole thing is like, okay, there's these great people out there with entrepreneurs who have these wonderful services, products, and nobody knows about them. Maybe they have a small network, 50, 100, 200, 500 people, and they want to get the word out about them. And then what if all these people who are small, medium influencers got together, and even some large influencers, because large influencers actually like to give influence to others and bring them up. So what if we all got together and shared content for each other and shouted out about each other on social media? And a co-founder and I got together and we birthed the Social Buzz Club, which is a gamified platform where you earn credits to share content, and then you use your credits to submit your own content, and thereby it's a reciprocal content sharing platform where people are shouting out about each other on the three major networks right now, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and other networks will come. But it's a way to give influence to each other and grow your own influence, bottom line.
The coolest idea ever. Just the coolest idea ever. And it's so easy, so user-friendly, and people are really, really helping each other out, which is a really cool thing to see. Because again, as you said, the more you help, the more that you share, the more points you accrue, and the rest is history, because then you get lots of, you know, perks and fun things, and you can do posting of your own, you know, your book launch or whatever, I guess. You know, you can pretty much post anything you want. You were going to say something?
It's a fun way to, yes, I mean, I have a lot of things to say. There's great content. If you have great content or you're willing to put out great content, whether it's these wonderful tips and images with quotes on them, or it's blog posts with high value, that's going to get shared. And that's what people want to share, and you should be sharing. And you highlight each other's best qualities online, and you get that visibility. And we've even gone so far as to make this platform, this technology, available for large brands to white label from us, because we get the vision that communities and corporations can collaborate and grow their success through collaboration.
Right. So if anybody was to take a look at that, just take a look at socialbuzzclub.com. Really cool idea. You know, when I got a little closer to the EBC and I was on the calls and in the meetings, much like the one that you and I, you had in San Diego for the group down there, there was a lot of talk about swipe copy. And that was kind of a new thing for me. Can you explain a little bit about what that is and how someone needs to create that in order to benefit everyone, basically.
Yeah. So when you're thinking about what you want other people to say about you and your online brand and or pages online, whether it's a blog post or a landing page or a shop page, what would you want them to shout out about you? That's it's called a swipe copy. It's something that you could give them that says, here, if you want to promote me, share this. And on Social Buzz Club, we have you actually write it in there. Write in what you want, and then they get to share it out. They don't have to rewrite it or anything. They just click a button and says, yes, I want to share this because this sounds great. And so it's pre-written tweets and Facebook posts and LinkedIn posts that allow people to shout out about you. It usually has a link back, but sometimes it's just a tip with a by you, you know, like it's authored by you.
Right, which is really kind of cool. I mean, it's in the beginning, kind of, it sort of felt strange. Like, gosh, that's a little self-serving. But yeah, that's kind of, people don't know you as well as you do. And give them the information that they need. Give them the post. Give them the information that they come in. And the EBC, you know, does the same thing. You have your profile page, and you put there what you want people to go in and copy and paste somewhere else should they need to. I know that you also, you know, it's pretty easy, as I said, this Social Buzz Club, pretty easy, user-friendly, but a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs don't have the time, Laura. So you came up with the Buzz Virtual Assistant.
Yes, we have the Buzz VA who will buzz for you. So if you want the benefit of this and you're saying, oh, it's just another thing to do, but I love it. I wish I could have it done for me. Guess what? We will do it for you. We will take your content. Like, we've had lots of people send us these quotes with images. We also will go to your blogs and find them, and we'll submit them for you. We'll earn the credits so that you can submit them for you by sharing out. We have a wonderful VA who does that.
Yeah. What about people that sort of say, God, I don't know. I mean, what if my stuff's not, you know, up to snuff, or it's not good enough, or nobody cares about this? I mean, you said in even, you know, I've heard this so many times, it's just a simple post with a lovely quote on it. Sometimes it's just enough to keep you in the loop and to keep you top of mind with people.
So if you're concerned that you don't have quality content, or you don't have anything to say, that's in my book, Social Media Myths Busted. I give a lot of great ideas of how you have a lot of wisdom. There are things that people are already coming to you on a regular basis asking you. That's the things you should be writing about or sharing about. It's really not difficult to figure out what's of value, because who you are is valuable. Why you have a business is to provide some value. So it's not hard to – it's really a mindset shift versus a I don't have anything. If you're feeling like deer in headlights with regards to what kind of content you can create, it's just a simple conversation I'd love to have with any entrepreneur, because, like I said, I get into the energy of the avatar, of your avatar, and then I say, this is what I really would love to hear from you, given what your mission is.
That's really great. Another great question is Social Buzz Club available only here in the States, or is it, where is it available for people?
It's available worldwide. Right now it's just in English, though, so your content, you could try to put in other content in other languages, but it probably won't get shared because our market, our avatar is English-speaking entrepreneurs. So I would invite you, if you do have a need for another language, you know, contact me through Social Buzz Club or Laura at socialbuzzclub.com, and I will be glad to make a, you know, Japanese Social Buzz Club or something.
Exactly. Aren't there some really cool translation tools out there as well? I mean, do they work? Would that be a way to go?
I haven't tried it. So, but yes, there are tons of translation tools out there, and we can certainly explore looking into that. At this point, I haven't, but I'm certainly open. If this is an international audience and someone's got the bug, you got what this is and want to have a conversation, I'm like, yay.
Okay. So there you go. That's another great business opportunity right there, everybody. That's awesome. And to be able to work with Laura, I mean, as they say, forget about it. That would be really great if you could work with her. And, get, you know, the other thing I want to talk about before we got a couple of minutes left. And so I want to get, by the way, where can everybody find you? You want to give some information as to how they can get in touch with you directly?
Sure. You can email me at laura@socialbuzzclub.com. You can contact me on my website, Laura Rubenstein, or transformtoday.com is my blog if you want to read some good, cool blogs on social media.
Going to go to transformtoday.com. Tell me what you talk about over there.
So that's really my blog. It's all about marketing and social media for the most part. So I offer all kinds of tools, like how do people create content. There's even an article not too long ago about how to create infographics, and you know, things about Facebook advertising. So it's where I blog and primarily.
So how can people get signed up? Is there a list they can sign up to, your newsletter? Or they go over there, or is there one place?
Yes, if you go to transformtoday.com, I have a great freebie. I've got a Savvy Social Media Success Marketing Blueprint for you, and you can sign up and get that and download it. And it really covers a lot of some of what we talked today and some more. You know, great tips on where do you get started on doing social media and growing your business using social media.
I think the other question that people have, and then we probably got another minute to close, is how many times am I supposed to be posting a day, really? I know. I knew that was going to get a little snicker out of you. But
so on Twitter, you can be very noisy. You should be there, you know, as much as you want. You can do, you know, one tweet a day to 20 tweets a day, and you're good. On Facebook, a couple of posts a day max I would do, and if it's less than that, that's fine. And then all the other networks are kind of in between. One a day is a good, solid, you know, way to think about it for the networks you want to be active on.
Okay, awesome. Well, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us today, because you give us a lot of great information. Everybody, Laura Rubenstein, again, LauraRubenstein.com, or you can find her at socialbuzzclub.com or transformtoday.com, and she told you how to find her already. So no excuses. Get with her, because she's got a lot of great information. Laura, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you, Clarissa. Bye for now.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, don't go away. You know the drill. We've got another fabulous super influencer coming up. Do not go away. We will be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Would you like to make more money, help more people, and have more fun? Tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, because you'll discover the money, mindset, and marketing skills that will help you create the abundant lifestyle you desire. As an international keynote speaker, best-selling author, and thought leader, Noah helps business owners increase their income, influence, and impact. So tune in to Noah St. John's Money Mindset and Marketing Mastery Show, live every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
It's time to unlock some of the best-kept secrets in health, wealth, and happiness. Are you ready to live your life to the fullest and hear insider tips from today's experts? Then tune in to The Forbes Factor with celebrity TV host and inspirational icon, Forbes Riley. She's a best-selling author and TV fitness expert, and you know her from QVC and and HSN. Now she brings her expert advice and guests to the Voice America Influencers Channel. Tune in live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for the Forbes Factor. We guarantee it will be the best hour of your week. Do you believe that being fit is difficult? Do you think it requires turning in your favorite comfort foods for boring chicken and broccoli and spending hours in a gym? It doesn't. Tune into Have It All with Devin Alexander. Devin and her guest experts will show you how you can have it all at any age, from relationships to money to thinking bigger than you've ever imagined. Devin will fast track your goals to yummy reality. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
We don't follow, we lead. Join us, the Voice America Influencers Channel.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight on this fabulous Tuesday. I have another super influencer that I am so excited to introduce because, you know, we do a lot of talking on our show about self-esteem and feeling good enough and wanting to know how you can take a kind of a gloomy moment in your life and transform it into something really amazing. And that's where my next guest comes in. Her name is Brenda Walton, and I'm welcoming her to the show right now. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Clarissa. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Again, Brenda and I met through the Evolutionary Business Council. So there's another shout out to the Evolutionary Business Council and our friend Teresa. But I, when we were just about coming on break, you gave me some fabulous news. What is that news?
My latest co-authored book called Women Who Influence launched on March 27th on Amazon, and it reached international best-selling status that day.
That's awesome. That is so amazing. Oh, congratulations. I'm thrilled for you. So let's take a deep dive into this now. And women, mostly, I'm assuming, and the fact that you say as children, most kids seem to be okay with themselves until they reach adulthood. And then all of a sudden, you know, something like 75% of women admit to feeling unworthy. And this is something I hear over and over again in the work that I do. And obviously you're doing this, you hear the same. You are not only an international best-selling author, but you're the creator of the Worthy program, W-O-R-T-H-Y program. Can you tell us a little bit about that for us? What your thoughts are? Yeah.
Sure. So, and it's actually, girls, little girls have sort of this carefree attitude when they're quite young. And it's when they sort of get into school age that starts to shift. I was reading a statistic recently from the National Report on the state of self-esteem. And it says 7 out of 10 girls believe that they're not good enough or don't measure up in some way, including their looks, their performance in school, their relationships with families. So it's often, as females, we're sort of born with this childlike wonder and free spirit, and it's when we get into school and into our adult lives that it slowly chips away from us. And it's because we've been taught in so many spoken and unspoken ways, things that people say to us, how they react to us when we are being our carefree spirit, and it slowly chips away with us. And so I had done that. I was this really sassy, outspoken, kind of confident little girl. And then as I got into school age and as I started my work career, I found myself at a point where I was living my life according to other people's standards instead of living it for who I truly was.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of women that are listening that can relate to that. You know, I really do, Brenda, because I too was told many a time when I was 5 and 6 years old, I don't want to play with you. You're too bossy. Well, I got stuff done, you know, I got it done. And anyway, please go ahead.
It became very real to me sort of in my work career when I was working for a company that was going through a merger, and the media referred to it as Care Bears meets G.I. Joe. So I was on the Care Bears side of the company and the merger, and all of that that was happening and people jockeying for positions. And at the same time, I found out that my partner of 2 years had an affair, and not only had one woman pregnant with his child, but actually had two. And so I talk about how my life sort of blew up in a spectacular way. And why I say that is it was the beginning of a transformational journey for me. And that led to the development of the Worthy Program. Right. So it's an acronym, and it stands for the 6 steps that I take people through to help them become stronger, more confident, standing in their own strengths, and really living the life that they desire.
Right. So as you're empowering and motivating women, a community of women that you work with globally, how is it that you, what can you walk us through the steps of Worthy, the acronym that you're talking about?
Absolutely. So the first letter in the acronym is W, and W stands for wake up. And that's all about being brave and courageous enough to look at your life and be clear about what is and isn't working and what exactly you want to do about it. And I say courageous and brave because sometimes it takes both those to look at, especially the things that aren't working, and admitting that they're not working, and then figuring out what you want to do about them. In some cases, it's actually saying goodbye to that thing, which, I mean, I certainly didn't like that I was with someone who cheated on me, but it was so clear to me that if you aren't going to respect me and better my life in some way, then why are you here? And it was easy for me to make that decision. Yeah. But sometimes it's finances. Sometimes it's health that isn't working in your life. And to be honest and admit that and do something about it takes great courage.
Yeah. And a lot of fear. It's a lot of fear. Absolutely. When you end a relationship. I have always found, you know, that it's just so hard. You know, knowing that, even sometimes knowing it was a bad thing for me, it somehow and was easier to stay than to leave. And I don't mean it. I'm not talking about any violence or anything like that. But just, you know, it was a dead relationship that wasn't making you happy. You know, you weren't happy in that relationship.
Yeah.
So what does the O stand for?
So the O stands for own your power. And I have found that a lot of times we have beliefs that have been formed over the course of our lifetime. Sometimes those beliefs serve and support us. Sometimes those beliefs limit us or keep us stuck in situations that aren't good. For example, if you have a belief that money is always hard to come by, and you'll always struggle financially. And so figuring out what your belief systems are, whether they're serving and supporting you and or whether they're holding you back, and then transforming that inner critic, those beliefs that are holding you back, into an inner coach and reframing that so that it's empowering thoughts that you're saying to yourself rather than those critical thoughts.
Oh, that's so powerful. That's wonderful. And the R?
The R stands for relate with love. And that for me has two components. And the first and most important component is unconditional love for self. And I always talk about, there's that quote, you can't give from an empty cup. Mm-hmm. I talk about the people that I know who are walking in my footsteps. So my granddaughter, my stepdaughter, the people who are following me even through the work that I do. And if I'm not operating from a place of my best self and I'm not operating from a place of unconditional self-love, how can I be that role model for other people following in my footsteps?
Right.
The second part is unconditional love for others. And so it's easy to look back on our lives and see the people who've contributed significantly in a positive way, but there are also people who have challenged us and even in some cases been very hurtful to us. Mm-hmm. And finding a place of unconditional love for that experience as well, too, because the experience of whatever happened to us doesn't change, but but knowing that there is a lesson or a blessing or a gift in all of that that made us who we are today. I had a coach I was working with once, and I was really personally struggling with someone who had some language towards me that was extremely detrimental, and I was having a hard time finding the appreciation in that. And she mm-hmm. asked me to describe who I was as a woman today, and I described myself as confident and a great speaker and all of mm-hmm. these really empowered things. And then she stopped and she said, would you be who you are today without having had that experience of someone who didn't see you that way? Because it mm-hmm. elevated me to step up and go, wait a minute, I'll show you that I'm not who you said I am. So
yeah. Right. The T?
T stands for trust, self, and source, and that's all about intuition. A lot of people, I find, don't even know that they have the ability to tap in both into some internal intuition, but also mm-hmm. asking for and receiving wisdom from a higher source, be it God, mm-hmm. be it the universe, be it Buddha, mm-hmm. whatever it might be for you.
Right. Right.
But that whole module is about tapping into and receiving external sources of wisdom that can help you on your path.
Right. H.
H stands for honor your past, and that's about taking a really deep dive into some of those challenging times in our past and finding closure on that, and so that you can truly embrace your future, finding closure on that and having a sense of being able to move through the stickiness of that situation in the future. Mm-hmm. So we still have memories of things that have happened to us, so it doesn't change the event, but it changes our ability to move through that whenever we get triggered by that in the future.
Mm-hmm. And the why?
The why is yes for life. So I find that once someone who is in a place of not feeling worthy, once they work through all the previous steps and they get to this final step, yes to life, they're really at a place where they're ready to take their life and take it to the next level. So they'll have clear and concise goals. They'll feel empowered and alive. They'll have this energy and motivation to just move forward in a really powerful way.
It truly is inspiring. I absolutely love the program. I'm in. What do I have to do? Where do I sign up? It sounds fabulous. It's awesome. So we've got wake up, own your power, relate with love, unconditional love for yourself and for others, trust yourself and source. And that's where you talk a lot about intuition. Honor your path, say yes for life. I want to know more about that, Brenda, but we've got to go to break right now. So everybody go to BrendaWaltonInspires.com to follow along, learn more about Brenda. We are going to go to break. We're going to be right back, so do not go away.
Hear the stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Brenda Walton, and she is an international best-selling author and the creator of the Worthy Program. Her books, and you can find them on her website, BrendaWaltonInspires.com, are Success University for Women in Business, and her latest international bestseller is Women Who Influence. Yay! She does so many fabulous things to inspire women and to make them live their greatest life and their greatest good. Brenda, you also you have programs I wanted you to talk about. So if somebody now is all fired up about your Worthy Program, what would be the next steps for them?
So if someone wanted to talk to me more about the program or what kind of options that I do have for them, I have a website, a second one called worthywomen.com, and they can go there and they can see some videos that I've done about each of the steps. But also there's a link within that website where they can actually sign up for a complimentary call with me. And when I talk to women, I get a sense of kind of what they're looking for, and then I have a number of different programs that may or may not be a fit for them. So I do one-on-one coaching. I do a group mastermind. It's called Worthy Women Wisdom Circle, where we get together each month and help and support each other move forward in the direction that we want to take our life and our future. And I also am just so close to finalizing some details about a women's luxury retreat that I'm planning this year. And so they could certainly, if that's something that's of interest to them, they could get some information that way as well, too.
And they can sign. There's a contact Brenda Walton now right there on your website. So easy enough to get in touch with you there as well. You also are a certified professional RIM facilitator or RIM facilitator. I've never heard of it before. That's brand new to me, but it sounds amazing. Can you take a little bit of a deeper dive on that for me?
Yeah, and I became certified in that method because it had such a transformational impact on me when I was going through my own journey. And it's a technique that takes someone into this deeply meditative state where they can reframe images from the past. So, for example, I worked with a woman who had been severely traumatized as a child, both physical trauma and verbal and emotional trauma, quite significant. And we worked on a session in using the RIM technique. And while she was in this deeply meditative state, she went back to a state where she was a little girl, and she remembered taking all of these really hurtful, significant, traumatic events in her life, and she packaged them up and put them in this box and hid them away in her closet. And so she, in this meditative state, she found this box in her closet, opened it up, and she took each one of those events out, and she looked at them and had a different emotional attachment to them. She actually found compassion for some of the people who had been harmful to her, and it wasn't about forgetting that the event happened, but it was about the forgiveness piece, and she could release that emotional attachment that she had to the event, and it prevented her from being stuck. And so I talk about her in the sense that when we first started, there was this sort of I can't remember the character on Charlie Brown where he walked around and he had the little dust cloud following behind him. Linus.
Oh, so she had that. I want to say Powder Puff, but that wouldn't be right. Anyway, I got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So she, I can't remember the character's name, but the little boy that had the little dust cloud. Well, she kind of had that energy about her, and at the end of the session, she was more energetically like a rainbow. She was alive and excited and happy to move forward in her life. And it was such a significant thing for her to be able to let go of some of those major traumatic events. And it was the emotional tie that was keeping her stuck.
Course,
and so to be able to release that and let that go and move into a place of forgiveness and compassion and love and move forward was pretty significant for her.
Without a doubt. You have a couple of different certifications because there are different modalities that you do work with. You're also a master practitioner of neurolinguistics programming, or NLP. This is something else that I know very little about, but I've heard much about. And I was wondering if you wouldn't take us down that path a minute too, for those who may not know.
Yeah, NLP is really about the power of our language. And so how language can empower us, be positive and empower us, or how our language can be negative or keep us stuck. And I talk about how often when we have our inner coach, or sorry, our inner critic is picking at us about, I should have, you know, should have done that interview better. I should have spoken kinder to the person who was helping me with my groceries. I, you know, all of these things that we beat ourselves up about. And it's about taking a look at our language and how we are either empowering ourselves with our language or how we're keeping ourselves stuck with our language. And
So anyway, by the way, I've just gotten a note from A-Rod, you know, the man that's got my back down in Phoenix. He says the name of the character was Pigpen.
Oh, I knew it was. I couldn't think of the name, but I knew it was.
I said Powderpuff. It wasn't Powderpuff, but Pigpen. Thanks for that, A-Rod. There's another modality that you use as a tool, I'm assuming. And this is what I love about your work, is that you do work with so many different, well, a few different modalities, and I'm assuming you sort of meld them. I'm only assuming, but you mold them into one and use them differently for the same outcome. Yes.
Yeah, it really depends on where a woman is on her journey. So often I'll use RIM, for example, in the trust self and source, and or honor the past steps of the Worthy program. But I often will have people just come to me, especially women who know that I use this technique, and they have this awareness that something has been triggered within them, and they'll just show up and have a one-on-one RIM session with me. So it just really depends on where people are with their journey and what sort of support they need from me at that time.
Right. I've got about 2 minutes to close. What is it that you want? I mean, if you could just collectively leave women with a message right now, what would be the one thing that you would want to leave them with, or that you would want them to know, or that you would want them to feel?
I would leave them with this. I believe that we are all born worthy. And somehow, over the course of time, we've gotten off track with that. We've forgotten that we were born that way, that we were often little girls who had this childlike wonder and freedom about ourselves that we don't connect with as well today as we did when we were little girls. And so I would just invite women, especially who feel like they may have gotten off track, to just have this be a wake-up call. Let this be the moment in time where you said, I'm ready to reconnect with my authentic self, my worthy self, and step more fully into my own life.
Right. Well, that is a beautiful, beautiful message to leave. And I want to thank you, Brenda, for doing that. Everybody, again, BrendaWaltonInspires.com. We're going to have to say goodbye for this week, but we are going to be back next week. Same time, same station, same A-Rod, same Clarissa. And we're going to leave you with this. And it was something that Brenda said during the show. Remember that you can't drink from an empty cup. So go fill your cup up today. How's that, Brenda?
Wonderful.
Okay. Everybody, go fill your cup up. And thanks again for being here. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.